The wheels have come off. ZANU-PF is redefining failure. The economic situation and the economic default which we're experiencing right now is actually worse than even the crisis years of 2008. Whereas hyperinflation is a crisis of overaccumulation. People have got a lot of money that is chasing too few goods. We were all trillionaires, but we couldn't buy anything. Now, in a recession period, we don't have money. None of us is even a dollar. If you pass through gas stations, people are putting, with big Mercedes-Benz, they are putting $2 in their huge fancy cars. So that's the opposite of hyperinflation. And the bottom line is that ZANU-PF is clueless and doesn't have the desire of dealing with this. Because of what is happening inside ZANU-PF and the lack of leadership, this time around, we could go all the way to 2023 if something is not done. So the chickens have come home to roost. ZANU are failing, which is why some of us are saying, waiting for elections in 2018, people would have died. We need a national technical transitional council to run this government, because the likes of Chinamasa and so forth are clueless and illiterate.
And do you sympathize with Mr. Chinamasa? Because we recall that during the tenure of the government of national unity, he used to accuse you of sabotage, saying you were not keen to increase salaries for civil servants.
The reality has hit him like a brick wall. He fully understands what needs to be done, but he can't do it. And the difference between me and him is that I'm not a coward. He's a coward. He can't stand up to Mugabe. The 1 minute that he tried to do something, Mugabe stepped down on him and on independence, told him that you are not going to cut employees' bonuses.